轻的时候啊，我在新西兰曾经开过一家的卖水果蔬菜的店。
When I was younger, I used to operate a fruit and vegetable shop in New Zealand.
当然我现在也不是很老。
But I'm not old now, if that was the implication.
在那个时候啊，我需要每天早上四点钟起来就去批发市场去进货。
Back in those days, I had to wake up at 4 a.m. every morning to buy stock from the wholesaler.
在那些批发的市场呢，都是拍卖的。
And these wholesalers were all auctions.
每一个就是去拍卖的商贩呢，这些店主呢都有一个代号。
Every fruit market purchaser had a code.
我的代号呢叫做 IRS.
And my code number was IRS.
一箱箱的水果堆在前面，然后那个拍卖的那个人呢就在站在台上面就叫价。
And at the auctions, boxes and boxes of fruit and vegetables were laid at the front while the auctioneer stands behind them shouting prices.
那其他的人呢听到价钱呢就举起自己那个牌子。
And all the bidders would hold up their signs of their allocated codes to bid.
我当时呢比较瘦，高度呢跟现在差不多。
And back at that time, I was very skinny and similar size to what I am now.
所以呢我举起牌子的时候比那些外国人的高度还不够太高。
So even when I raised my hand up high with my sign held high, I was still not taller than some of the locals.
而且呢那时候呢英文也不是这么好。
And at that time, my English wasn't so good.
我根本听不到那个拍卖的人呢在讲什么价钱。
And I couldn't even understand the prices that they were bidding for.
你们听过他们拍卖怎么样拍的吗？
Have you heard of them trying to auction?
不是卖房子的那种拍卖。
It's not like a auction of a real estate.
卖房子的拍卖是讲得很清楚，很慢的。
During a real estate auction, the prices are noted very clearly.
但是卖水果那些呢，就是 one dollar, two dollar, three dollar, four dollar, five dollar, 然后哦 finish, next, 就这样。
That a fruit auction apparently sounds like that.
因为他们没有时间等，是一批一批的过。
Because they don't have that much time.
我当时候呢又不敢乱举手，因为听不清楚。
And at that time, I didn't want to bid too much because I couldn't hear them properly.
又怕买贵了。
And I didn't want to buy anything that was too expensive.
所以到我真的听清楚了，想买了，想举手的时候，已经卖光了。
So often, by the time I heard what they were saying and ready to bid, they had already sold the fruit and vegetables.
所以呢，很多时候我买不到好的或者便宜的货。
Hence, I was often unable to buy good or cheap fruit and vegetables.
直到有一天呢，那个拍卖官呢，他在拍到一个很便宜的货物的时候。
Up until one day, the auctioneer was selling a very cheap batch of produce.
不再忍住了，他看见我大声的在台上面跟 IRS, what are you waiting for?
And he could no longer stand looking at Ben, and he screamed at Ben, IRS, what are you waiting for?
接着旁边的人都看着我。
Then everybody around us stared at me.
我从他们的眼神当中看到一些很特别的笑容。
From the stairs, I saw some very special smiles.
那些笑容好像是在可怜我。
As if they were sympathetic towards Ben. Although they also seemed like they were laughing at Ben.
那我慢慢的把牌子举起来。
So I slowly raised my sign.
那次没有人跟我抢。
Nobody tried to bid against me.
当时我的心真的很不舒服。
And that time I felt very uncomfortable.
在这么多人面前，这个拍卖官就这么不给面子给我。
I mean, in front of so many people, the auctioneer doesn't give me face.
我怎么说还是一个老板呢，是不是？
No matter what you say, I'm still a store manager.
虽然心里很不舒服，但是我明白他的好意。
And although I felt very uncomfortable, I understood that his intentions were good.
因为他看到我继续的这样下去是不行的。
He saw that I could not continue as I was currently going.
我的行动不够快啊，最后只剩下那一些人家不要的或者是贵的货。
And I was not quick enough, and I was usually only left with the stock that was too expensive that other people did not want.
他是在用一个前辈的身份在提醒着我，我应该怎么做。
He was using his authority as a more experienced person to remind me what I'm supposed to do.
因为他走过这一条路，他知道怎么样走才是好的。
This is because he had previously experienced this path and he knows how to walk this path.
现在我在回想的时候，我已经想不起我的店是开在哪一个区了。
And nowadays, when I think back, I can barely remember which suburb my store was opened in.
哇 ,IRS, what are you waiting for? 那句话永远在我心里面。
But the words, IRS, what are you waiting for? I will probably remember forever.
在今天我们要开始一个新的讲道的系列。
Today we are beginning a new sermon series.
啊，是新约中的一卷的书信，叫提摩太啊前书和后书，我们也会讲。
Fresh from the New Testament, we have 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy.
这是使徒保罗写给一个年轻人叫提摩太的两封的信。
These comprise of two letters that the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy, a young man back then.
是一位属灵的前辈，一个教会的领袖，写给一个年轻的基督徒，提醒他要走的路该怎么样走。
This is because Paul, a senior spiritual leader and a leader of the church, was writing a letter to a young Christian, reminding him of the path to take and how to walk that path.
在我们进入这个经文这卷书之前，我们先了解一下 这卷书的背景和一些重要的人物。
But before we look into the Bible passages, let's first understand the background and the historical context of these verses, and also the main characters.
我们打那个 PowerPoint 可以打一张出来，第一张 first one. 在这里呢，有几样东西我们需要去知道的。
Here we need to know a few things first.
首先，提摩太是谁呢
？Firstly, who is Timothy?
提摩太在《使徒行传》里面提过，提摩太的父亲呢是希腊人，母亲是犹太人。
In the book of Acts, it mentions that Timothy's father is Greek, while his mother was Jewish.
他们这提摩太应该是混血啊，他们住在路斯德这一个城市。
So Timothy is a halfie, and he lives in Lystra, Lystra.
因为母亲是犹太人的关系，他从小就被教导旧约的圣经。
But because his mother was Jewish, from a very young age, he started learning about the Old Testament.
所以他对圣经是很熟悉的。
So he's very familiar with the Bible.
好，保罗和提摩太有什么关系呢
？So what is the relationship between Paul and Timothy?
为什么保罗要写信给提摩太呢
？So why did Paul wish to write a letter to him?
在《使徒行传》里面呢，记载了保罗啊，他曾经有过三次的宣教的旅程。
So as we can tell from the book of Acts, Paul had three missionary journeys.
提摩太呢是保罗第一次出去旅行布道传福音的时候所结的果子，在那个时候提摩太就信了耶稣。
And Timothy was a seed sown on Paul's first journey. He became a Christian at that time.
接着保罗在他的第二、第三次的旅程当中呢，提摩太都参加了。这个宣教的团队跟着他一起出去。
In fact, on the second and third missionary journeys, Timothy actually joined Paul's missionary team and went out and spread the gospel with him.
所以我们可以看到，保罗和提摩太的关系就好像是一对邻里的父子一样。
So Paul and Timothy's relationship was almost like father and son in the faith.
是保罗向他传福音，使他在邻里得着生命。
It was Paul who preached to Timothy and allowed him to seek spiritual life.
保罗又带着他到处去宣教，教导他在灵里面成长。
And Paul also was the one to take him to preach on missions, so that he would grow spiritually.
好，那我们再看呢，这个地方就是写信，提摩太在什么地方收这封信呢
？So next we'll look at where is the place where Timothy received this letter, the location.
在以弗所。
When Timothy received the letter, he was in the city of Ephesus.
是保罗派他去帮助管理以弗所的教会。
In fact, it was Paul who assigned and commanded him to go to Ephesus to help manage the church there.
当时是一个非常繁荣的一个城市。
Ephesus in those times was a very prosperous city.
当时他也是像罗马的其他的大城市一样，充满了各种不同的宗教信仰。
And the city was no different from other Roman cities. It was filled with all sorts of different religions.
而且呢，那种不同的信仰当中啊，还有很多的叫做女祭司。
And a lot of these religions had what were called women priestesses.
不是今天我们讲的哈男牧师、女牧师的这样的女的祭司。
Not like the male and female priests and pastors today.
那些的女祭司是管理那些的庙宇，但是其实也是那些庙里面的妓女。
Those women priestesses back then in the town of Ephesus were actually temple prostitutes.
整个社会在那个时候是充满了色情和道德的败坏。
And hence the entire society back then was filled with adultery and moral decline.
其实如果对比一下我们今天的社会，可能非常的相似，甚至是我们的现在的社会是在往那一个方向走。
But comparing this to our society today, it could be considered very similar as we are heading in a very similar adulterous and moral declining direction.
所以以弗所的教会啊，它的建立就是在这样的一个城市当中，在这样的环境当中去坚持着我们的信仰。
And the church at Ephesus had to persist through this kind of social environment.
啊，他们要面对很多社会上面不同的价值观对他们的这种的冲击和挑战。
And they faced many challenges from societal and moral values.
我想相对起我们也是一样，我们今天也是面对着社会上给我们的很大的这种的挑战。
But if you think about this, this is very similar to the situation that we face today in our environment in today's society.
啊，我们开始看我们的，如果有圣经啊，我们的打开圣经，慢慢的看下去。
So now let us open our Bibles to the beginning of 1 Timothy.
一般的书信的开始呢，都是一些问候的话，这里也不例外，都是头一到三节是问候。
Usually during the beginnings of letters, as we will often say, we see many greetings, and it is no different here in 1 Timothy.
啊，但是在这个问候里面呢，在提摩太书有一个很不一样的地方，大家可以注意，就是保罗对提摩太的祝福。
But it is important to know one key difference here in Paul's greeting to Timothy in 1 Timothy.
啊，特别在第二中啊，我们看到这如果你打开其他的书信的话呢，都可以看到当时的希腊人或者犹太人对对方的祝福呢，都是用愿恩惠平安从神来。
In other letters of the Bible, when Greeks or Israelites greet each other, they would usually start off by saying, grace and peace from God.
但是在这一封书信里面呢，我们可以看到它多了一个字在中间。
But here in this letter, we see an additional concept added.
我们把那个PowerPoint可以再开一下。
Next slide.
这里多了一个从恩惠怜悯平安中间的怜悯。
This particular greeting adds, also adds the concept of mercy.
这个非常是特别与众不同的问安，突出了整封书信或者是保罗对这个年轻人在救赎上面强调的重点是什么。
This particular blessing and greeting highlights the emphasis of the understanding of salvation by the young Timothy that Paul's trying to express to him.
我们得救或者救恩的成就不是因为我们有多好。
We receive salvation not because of how good we are ourselves,
而是因为出于神的怜悯。
But rather because God is merciful.
在整卷书信当中呢，保罗对提摩太有两个非常重要的教导。
In this book, Paul provides to Timothy two very important teachings.
啊，第一个就是坚守真理。
The first one is upholding the gospel.
啊，第二个就是牧养教会。
Second is providing pastoral care to the church.
坚守真理呢，不单单是指到提摩太自己需要坚守信仰，更要求他帮助别人在信仰上面要持守。
Upholding the gospel not only implies that Timothy himself must protect his own faith, but more importantly, he must help other people remain in their own faiths.
啊，那
in the faith.
我们看当时的情况是怎么样的，如果经文里面从第三到十一节的时候会看到当时的以弗所的教会，就是提摩太所在的教会，他们正在面对两个非常严重的问题。
But we can see from verses 3 to 11 that the Ephesian church in those days faced two major problems.
嗯，可以再move on 那个 slide。
Next slide please.
当时教会的问题第一个就是在经文当中啊，我们看到啊，因为在当时的希腊的其他的社会啊文化影响之下，教会也喜欢讲一些神话的故事，或者喜欢讲一些荒诞的传说。
The first of these major problems that the church was facing was possibly because they were so heavily influenced by Greek culture that they were often prone to false teachings and they liked to talk about myths.
在这个经文当中啊，里面讲到一个叫无穷的家谱，其实是指一些祖先啊或者历史的人物，用那一些的人的形象来创作了很多神奇的故事。
And in fact, they use a special term, endless genealogies here, which refers to using historical figures or their own ancestors by creating from their personalities a lot of myths and fantastical things.
也就是说呢，他们的团契聚会不是在查考圣经。
This is to say that their meetings and fellowships were not studying the Bible.
而是在讲神话故事。
Instead, they were talking to each other about myths and legends.
啊，保罗在这里就提醒提摩太说，这样的话语对于人属灵的成长是没有益处的。
Paul here reminds Timothy by saying that these teachings were no good for the spiritual growth of the people.
因为讲这些话的人呢，他自己都不知道自己在讲什么。
Because the people who spoke of these things themselves did not even know what they were talking about.
他们只是从其他的地方听了一些的传说，然后呢就回到教会来，要做起老师来，要去教导别人。
They simply heard a tale from somewhere else and then regurgitated it to the church as if they were teachings, leading others.
另一个在教会出现的问题呢，是有关守律法的辩论。
Another problem faced in the church was the existence of arguments of law, legalistic debates.
可能有些人认为要严守律法才是一个好基督徒。
Perhaps it was because some people believed that you would only be a good Christian if you abided by the law very strictly.
有些人又认为我们已经有了耶稣，什么律法都不要了。
Whereas, on the other hand, a lot of other people thought that as long as you have Jesus, you don't need anything else.
这些辩论呢都是在说明大家对律法的真意不了解。
And it seems that these debates all exist because people do not understand the true intention of the law.
所以呢保罗强调律法是好的，但是我们要用的恰当，这是第八节当中。
And hence, in verse 8, Paul emphasizes that law is good.But only if it is used properly.
律法的原意是为了那些罪人而设的。
Law exists for sinners.
使那些犯了罪的人知道自己是罪人，是需要神的救赎的。
So that the sinners would realize the fact that they are sinners and require.
所以律法的目的呢，是要要人回转，要人看到自己的不足。
And realize that they need God's salvation, which they will turn back to.
但最终人的得救不是靠律法本身。
But in the end, receiving salvation is not done through the law.
乃是神的怜悯，透过耶稣的救赎。
But rather through God's mercy, through Christ's salvation.
所以你不断的在讨论律法，对人的得救没有作用。
And hence, to endlessly debate about the law does not help people's salvation at all.
保罗提醒提摩太，你虽然很年轻，可能自己感觉哇，这么大的问题处理不了。
And Paul here is reminding Timothy that although he is young and may not have enough confidence to believe that he can change the situation himself,
但是你仍然要去做，要去阻止这样的风气在教会里面蔓延。
But that nevertheless he must persist to prevent these kinds of perceptions at the church.
因为我们的救恩不是靠神话传说，也不是靠守律法做好人。
Because our salvation is not through myths and legends, nor is it through being a good person according to the law.
乃是靠神对罪人的怜悯和爱。
But rather, it comes through relying on God's mercy and love to sinners.
以致透过耶稣基督的降世来拯救世人。
So much so that Christ came into the world to save all sinners.
所以后面呢，从十二节开始呢，保罗就用自己来做一个例子，来说明神的怜悯恩典是怎么样成就的。
And hence, in the beginning of verse 12, Paul uses himself as an example, showing the achievements of God's grace and mercy.
保罗说到自己本来从前是逼迫基督徒的人。
Paul previously describes himself that he was previously a blasphemer and a persecutor.
但为因着神的怜悯和恩典，认识了救恩，认识了真理。
But through God's grace and mercy, he came to know the gospel of salvation.
保罗的重点是说，连保罗这样的一个坏蛋、罪魁都能够得救，那可想而知，神的救赎是因为出于他的怜悯，而不是出于那个人自己好不好。
And hence, his reasoning is that if even characters such as Paul himself can receive salvation, it seems that salvation is through mercy and not human works.
我们再看教会面对的另一个问题，或者不是问题，就是保罗交托给提摩太的另一个工作，就是牧养教会。
And the second commandment that Paul gave Timothy in his letter was to provide pastoral care to the church.
如何牧养教会呢？我们在未来的几个星期哈，是不断的在会重复讲到。
How to provide and care for the church, we will talk about in later sermons.
但是在这今天的第一章里面呢，保罗用了一个比喻来说明什么是牧养教会。
But in chapter 1 today, Paul uses an example to explain what is meant by providing pastoral care to the church.
在十八节当中哈，保罗吩咐一个年轻的提摩太去牧养教会，就像差派一个年轻的士兵出去打仗。
In verse 18, Paul sends the young Timothy to become a pastor for the Ephesians. This was as if he was sending a young soldier into to fight a battle.
保罗要提摩太去打一场美好的仗。
And this is a scene when Paul tells Timothy to fight the good fight.
保罗我们知道他是一个公认的属灵领袖。
Paul is a well-recognized spiritual leader.
一个好的属灵领袖不会只是送士兵上去打仗，自己躲在后面。
And a good spiritual leader will not just send his troops out to fight while he himself hides behind them.
保罗看他自己的生命，同样是一场的仗。
Paul sees his very own life as a similar battle to be fought.
在提摩太后书啊，就是我们以后还会讲的那一卷书，可能是保罗写给提摩太的最后的一封书信。
In 2 Timothy, the letter from Paul to Timothy is possibly the last piece of correspondence letter from Paul to Timothy.
在提摩太后书的四章六到八节里面呢，他这么样讲。
In 2 Timothy chapter 4 verses 6 to 8, it says.
啊，我们把那个 slide 打出来好吗？ Slide, please. 啊，看不见是吧？ OK, 我读给大家听。保罗这样讲，他说我已经被交奠了，我离世的时候也到了，那美好的仗我已打过，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所持的信仰我已经守住了，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按公义审判的主在那日要赏给我的，不但赏给我，也要赏给所有有他显现的人。
And in the NIV version it says, For I am already poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing.
我们的信仰就是像在打一场仗，这就是我们信仰的真谛。
Our faith is like a battle. This is the very essence of our faith.
保罗接受了福音，而在他保罗自己的生命当中，他坚持两样的工作。
Paul accepted the gospel and the faith, and moreover persisted in two types of work throughout his lifetime.
第一个就是坚守福音的真理。
The first is to uphold the truth of the gospel.
第二个牧养教会。
And the second is to provide pastoral care to the church.
牧养教会包括了传福音给那些不信的人。和教导那一些已经信的基督徒。
Pastoral care for the church involved preaching the gospel to those who do not yet believe and also guiding those who already believe Christ Jesus.
现在保罗把这个使命传给年轻的提摩太，告诉他这场仗要怎么样打。
And now Paul has given these very commandments to the young Timothy and was also teaching him how to fight this good fight.
那这场仗该怎么打呢？
So how do we fight this battle?
打仗啊，我们倒是需要有后勤的资源。
As we all know, when soldiers fight a war, they all need tactical support.
但我们靠什么呢？
So when Christians fight this battle, what do we rely on?
啊，我们的后台是什么呢？
What is our tactical support?
哎，就是神。
Our tactical support is God.
神的恩典怜悯。加上圣灵的大能去打这一场仗。
Because we rely on God's grace and mercy and also the power of the Holy Spirit to fight this fight.
这一些有关神的恩典怜悯的话，它不断的在第一章出现，第二节、十三节、十四节、十六节不断的在重复。
And I mean, we can understand the importance of these concepts, grace, mercy, and the Holy Power of Spirit, because they're repeated throughout verses 2, 13, 14, and 16.
因为那些就是支持我们出去打仗的一个背后的力量。
Because these are the driving force that helps us get out there and fight the good fight.
士兵出去打仗拿的是枪啊炮啊这样。
When soldiers fight, they rely on their weapons.
基督徒我们出去打这美好的仗，我们的武器是靠着第五节里面讲的纯洁的心，无愧的良心，无伪的信心。
And as Christians, when we fight the good fight, our weapons are as listed in verse 5, they are a pure heart, a good conscience, and a sincere faith.
19节又再重复了、啊、信心和良心。
In verse 19, Paul repeats faith and a good conscience.
信心是什么？
What is faith?
信心就是、啊、看不见但是我们依靠着神去做的，就是叫做信心。
Faith is a heart that relies on God, although you cannot see him.
良心是什么？
What is good conscience?
良心是指着、啊、没有亏欠的行为。
Conscience refers to not doing anything shameful.、
啊、是凭着良心去行事的、啊、外表的行为。
And dealing with people in kindness, an outward expression.
我们打仗的武器就是两样，一个是依靠神的信心，第二是靠着我们自己的行为，两样。
And these are the weapons that every Christian uses to fight the good fight.
每一个基督徒我们都需要去打这一场美好的仗。
And as Christians, every one of us needs to fight this fight.
我们的信仰是耶稣基督而直接、显示向那些使徒和他的门徒们启示的。
Our faith is based on Christ Jesus directly appearing to his disciples.
然后由那一些使徒们一代一代的传下来。
And then these very disciples going out and preaching the gospel from one generation, one city to the next.
就像一个接力赛的赛跑一样，把那个教会、那个棒啊交给了教会的下一代。
It's like running a relay, passing the baton on from one generation of Christians to the next.
2000年过去了，今天这一个棒是传到了你们的手上。
2000 years later, this baton must be passed on to everybody here in this room.
在历史上他们要打仗的已经打完了他们美好的仗，今天轮到你们去打这一场仗。
Historically, those in the past have already fought their good fights. Today, it is up to us to fight our good fights.
要打好这一场仗，保罗当年提醒、啊、提摩太要做好两件事情。
In order to fight the good fight, Paul at that time told Timothy two important things.
第一个，坚守真理。
Firstly, uphold the gospel.
什么是坚守真理？什么是真理？耶稣基督就是唯一的道路、真理、生命，这就是真理。
What is the gospel? The gospel is that Christ Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life. That is the gospel.
另一个使命，牧养教会。
Secondly, to provide pastoral care to the church.
就是传福音给不信的人，然后教导、关怀、鼓励给其他已经信的信徒们。
That means providing and preaching to non-believers.And to lead and care and encourage fellow Christians.
很多教会的青年团契都叫做提摩太团契，大家知道吗？
Many youth services in different churches are called Timothy fellowships, apparently.
啊，他们给自己这样的名字，就是因为看到自己作为一个年轻的基督徒，责任是什么？
But this is because they see and they realize what their responsibilities are as young Christians.
你们作为一个年轻的基督徒。你们知道要承担这个责任吗？
As Christian youth, do you yourselves understand the responsibility of bearing such a commandment?
你们知不知道？
Do you guys know?
不知道。
Don't know.
我再问你们一次，现在你们知不知道？
And let me ask you again, do you know now?
知道吗？知道，知道。请注意我的问题。我问的不是你们愿不愿意去、承担这样的使命，而是你们知不知道这是你们的使命。
Please note that I am not asking if you are willing or not to accept this commandment, but rather that you must uphold this gospel.
这不是一个选择。
Because this is not a choice.
我们必须要去做，必须要去打这场仗。
Because I'm telling you right here that it is our responsibility to uphold the gospel and fight this fight.
问题只是我们打这场仗到底是一场美好的仗还是一场丑陋的仗。
But the only question now remains, is it going to be a good fight or a not so good fight?
我现在告诉你们，你们的责任就是要去坚守真理，牧养教会。
Telling you right here that it is your responsibility to uphold the gospel.
提摩太虽然当时很年轻，但是在保罗的眼中，他就是教会的未来。
Because although Timothy was young in those days, in Paul's eyes, he was the future of the church.
你们也是一样啊啊！不要看自己年轻，什么都做不来。
And we are all the same. Do not look at ourselves as being young and unable to do anything.
刚才讲的这两样的责任是每一个基督徒要负上的，不是年轻或者年老的问题。
Because these two responsibilities that we have just discussed are not just for older Christians, they are for all Christians.
那现在我们感谢主，我们有一对新的同工的队伍来带领我们的教会。
And now let us give thanks to God for providing us with a new co-worker committee to help lead our congregation.
一会儿我们要开一个大会哦，开完了会，可能明年我们会有一个新的崇拜大厅，一个新的活动的地方。
And who knows, after our meeting at 4 o'clock, please attend, that we may even have a new worship hall and a new church hall.
这些有的话，这都是神给我们的恩典。
And if we receive all these things, this is all through God's grace.
神把这个教会交给了我们这里每一个人。
Because God gave this church to each and every one of us.
不是只是交给了牧师，而是交给每一个信徒。
God did not just give this church to the pastors or the leaders. God gave this church to everybody, every member.
剩下的是我们每一个人怎么样去接好这一个棒，去走下去，打这美好的仗。
And the next step is, how will we receive this baton and how will we continue to fight the good fight?
让我问你，今天你自己的信仰生活到底是在做什么呢？
And today I'd like to question everybody, what is your spiritual life like?
问一下，想一下啊，你现在作为基督徒，你到底正在做什么？
Just think back, as a Christian, what have you been doing?
是不是正在混日子呢？
Are you simply wasting your life away?
还是不断的在等待，在等待，但不知道在等什么？
Or perhaps you are waiting and waiting, but you don't really know what you are waiting for.
到底你的基督徒生活现在正在做什么？
What exactly are we doing in our Christian lives today?
What are you waiting for?
What are you waiting for, IRS?
起来，让我们每一个人承担起我们的使命。
Rise up and uphold the commandment given to us.
那接下来，帮我再拿一个打 slide 最后的那一张出来。
Next slide.
最后一张的 slide 里面的一些的问题，我想把这些问题你们每一个人带回你们的团契里面去分享去讨论。Move the last to the last.
Just in this current slide, please bring these questions back to your cell groups.Your fellowships.
每一个人在你的团契当中去分享一下你自己个人面上可以如何的去坚守真理啊这一个问题上面去负起责任呢？
And please share and discuss within your gospel, in your fellowship groups, how can you better serve as a Christian? Your daily lives.
或者第二个问题就是你个人怎么样可以开始去做传福音的工作，或者是教导、关怀、鼓励其他的信徒这样的牧养的工作呢？
Or perhaps the question you should be asking is, how can you yourself start preaching gospel, leading, caring, encouraging other Christians and their pastoral work?
既然这两个工作都是我们没有选择必须要去做的话，我们怎么样开始去做呢？
I mean, these two commandments are not a choice for us. We must do this as Christians.But the question is, how can we begin to do these things and take action?
神在每一个人的身上有不同的计划。
God has a plan, a different plan for each and every one of us.
所以你们每一个人身上的恩赐都不一样。
And hence, we are all blessed with different endowments and skills and talents.
所以我没有办法告诉你你应该如何的去开始做这两样的工作。
So I cannot tell you how you can yourselfDo and uphold these commandments.
只有你知道。
Only you will know yourself.
问题是 what are you waiting for?
The question is, what are you waiting for?
在等什么？